Hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. We're your happy hosts, Amy and Madeline, best friends who work hard and hustle harder. We believe to be happy and healthy in your work, you need to be happy and healthy in your life.
We combine health, well-being and business with a fresh perspective to share the stories of normal people with inspiring lives. From leading entrepreneurs to athletes, models and artists, together, we delve deep into their journey to success to find out why health and well-being is at the core of their philosophy.
Whether you're looking for advice and guidance for leading your best life, an engaging, easy-to-digest pep talk, or a boost of healthy enthusiasm to fuel your health and wellness goals, the Healthy Hustlers podcast is your go-to for kicking ass in work and play.
Just before we introduce you to today's guest, we would like to say a huge thank you to everyone who has shown us so much love and support after the release of our first podcast episode. We were truly so blown away by the response, and we are so excited to let you know that we will be giving you a boost of healthy enthusiasm every Tuesday and Thursday with our latest episodes. We'd love to hear your feedback and the guests that you would like to hear from. So please feel free to send us a direct message via our Instagram page at The Healthy Hustler. Now on to our next guest. We had the absolute pleasure of chatting to the stunning Rebecca Harding. Scattered as a model at the ripe age of just 17, this happy, humble country girl has proven that she is much more than just a pretty face by completing her Masters in Communications. Today you'll find her in front of the lens for some of Australia's most sought-after brands, as well as the face of Maidenform Australia. Beautiful both inside and out, we chat to Rebecca about what keeps her grounded, the daily rituals that keep her on track, and how she continues to take care of her mind, body, and soul.
Beck, welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's kick off by hearing about your happy place. Where do you go to unwind and reconnect?
I've got a couple of different happy places. I grew up in the country, so just anywhere with fresh air and just like open spaces, that's sort of my happy place. And then also the kitchen. I love cooking, and so coming home after a busy day and just being able to put my phone down, close the laptop and just, yeah, cook a nice meal. That's sort of, yeah, I put some music on, and that's probably my like second happy place. So,
oh, that's so good. You're welcome to come here and anytime you like. No, I can, yeah, totally relate to that. I like doing that. It's a nice one to be able to do almost every day.
Yeah, instead of just like a small little, you know, take half an hour out of your day just to like switch off. And I find like chopping vegetables to be quite sort of, you know, soothing. Or so, yeah, just standing there in the kitchen on my own and not having to talk to anyone, and yeah, just being on my own.
Awesome. I love that. Now, you're a full-time model as well as having a master's in communication. Can you give us a little sneak peek into your life so far and tell us how your journey's unfolded?
It's been like a bit of a roller coaster ride. I studied for 6.5 years, and well, when I finished high school, I sort of didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I knew that I loved speaking to people, and I somehow got into my university undergraduate degree, which was media and communications, and I majored in PR. So I got into that course and all of a sudden just sort of fell in love with it and fell in love with the people. I was sort of with like-minded people and just sort of, yeah, found my groove, and all of a sudden learning became really easy, and I got scouted as a model, so started working part-time while I was at uni, and sort of just, it was always just my side hustle. And then went straight into my master's straight after my undergraduate, and sort of had to stop modeling. It was really intense doing your master's. It's not easy. And so I worked part-time in a cafe on the weekends just to make some extra money. And then I finished my master's and started working at a social media agency, and I loved that, but it was, I was doing work for other people's brands, and it was sort of frustrating because I had this wonderful opportunity to sort of focus on my own brand, but I was spending all this time and energy working on other people's. So sort of made the decision to quit that job and work part-time in PR while I worked on my own brand. And yeah, start of this year, decided to take it full-time, and yeah, it's great.
Awesome. That's incredible. And since working on your own brand, have you felt that having that extra bit of time has helped you to push it forward a lot more quickly?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you need to, I think it's sort of, you need to throw everything you've got in, otherwise there's not really any point in doing it. I mean, there's a lot of travel time being a model. You've also got to, you know, work out every day and look after yourself a bit more than I was. And so, yeah, now I've got the time and the flexibility. But it's amazing. The start of this year when I sort of decided to take it full time, I was a bit worried because I was like, oh, am I going to be able to fill these 3 days that I used to work in an office? And it's amazing how as soon as you create that time, it's very easy to fill it. So, yeah, it was busy and, yeah, it's great. I'm just loving it.
That's awesome. So as a model, your schedule can become extremely demanding and I'm sure it's hard to find balance a lot of the time. Do you have any daily rituals or non-negotiables that you have implemented into your life to keep you feeling great?
Yeah, I guess like the first thing every day for me is I make my bed, and I know that sounds so silly, but for me, just ticking off that first thing off your to-do list is so important. It's sort of, yeah, you've already, before you even leave your bedroom, you've already accomplished something. Yeah. So that's just a really nice way for me to start my day every day. And to think as a teenager, all those days or years that I never made my bed, it's like, gosh, if only you'd started your day a bit better. Think of what you could have accomplished. Yeah, that's sort of a non-negotiable for me. And then also a workout in the morning. I work out every day, and if I don't do it in the morning, I know that by the end of the day, I'll have an excuse. I will have made an excuse not to do it. So, yeah, working out in the morning.
I like the bed making one. I only recently, this sounds so bad, sorry, Mum, but I only did start making my bed every day, I reckon, in the last 6 months. And I watched, it was because I watched a YouTube, like a motivational talk, and they said about exactly that, checking off something on your to-do list for the first thing. So for the rest of the day, you can keep motivating yourself based on, I've already got up and I've already made my bed. It's like you've achieved something straight away. And it's so funny mentally, like what that actually has done for you. And by the time you go to work, I'm like, oh, wow, okay, made my bed. I've exercised or I've walked.
Yeah, like, I've done all these things already without, well, before you even sort of think that you've started your day. It's sort of your day does start when you wake up. So
yeah,
well, it just really puts you into that positive mindset, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally.
So you're an advocate for leading a healthy, happy lifestyle. Has your health always been a top priority for you? And what advice would you give to someone who's just embarking on their own health and wellness journey?
Yeah, it has been. I know I grew up in the country and my mum's part Italian, so part of that, I know, that sort of family and sort of making everything from scratch and using local fresh produce where possible, that was part of my upbringing. So I've always been quite healthy, like food wise. Exercise has always been a struggle for me, just because I think as a teenager I was quite slim, and so I never had to do it for like my physical appearance. So that's sort of, as I'm getting older, I'm realizing, oh, people exercise not just to like lose weight. They do it for their mind. They do it just to be generally healthy and live a balanced lifestyle. So that's sort of been something that sort of I've had to work on over the past few years. Yeah.
And just going into that a little bit further, what type of exercise do you love? Like what makes you feel good?
I love Pilates. I think Pilates for me, it's sort of, I do it mentally and for my mental health and physical health. I also love, I do this thing called a deck of cards, which is essentially just circuit training. It's, you have a deck of cards, there's an app for it, of course. There's an app for everything. And it just goes through a deck of cards on your screen, and each hand is a different exercise and you can sort of tailor it to whatever you want. So you might do like the hearts cards are all sit-ups, and so you end up doing 100 reps, but it's sort of, you might do whatever the number on the card is, you do that many and then it goes through, and so that changes. So I need something that sort of is different every time, and so that works really well for me. And yeah, they're probably my two favorite.
I love that. It's workouts. A good balance of, you know, Pilates is very stretching and relaxing. Yeah. I mean, I do reformer Pilates a lot. So
yeah.
I definitely feel like it whips me into shape. But then you also have the extra cardio. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally getting in that app. That sounds awesome.
It's so good. Yeah. It's like, and before you realize, you've just sort of gone through 100 reps. And it's totally. So easy and it's different every time and then you can tailor it. So sometimes I'll switch out sit-ups for, I don't know, lunges or
you can
listen.
Oh, so you can swap them out.
Yeah.
Oh, so I it's like whatever. That even more.
Yeah, whatever you feel like you're needing. And then I'll do an ergo, which I hate ergos, but I'll do something sort of to get my heart rate right up to begin with, or stair climbs or a run around the block or something. But yeah.
Cool. We love that experts in the health and wellness space are now focusing on a more holistic view to overall health by recognizing that to be whole and happy, you need to also put focus into having healthy relationships, a career that you love, and also I see a trend of spirituality coming through.
Yeah.
Would you call yourself a spiritual person? And if so, do you have any spiritual practices?
I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily spiritual. I do. I meditate, and that's something I've been meditating for 4 years now, but on and off. And I really do notice the difference when I do it and I do stick to it. So the past sort of 6 weeks, I've sort of been trying to kick my butt into gear and just do it every day. But yeah, I notice for me, meditation, I do it just to switch my mind off and sit down and just do nothing for, you know, maybe 6 minutes, maybe 25 minutes, just depending on how long I have. Yeah, it's so, I feel like today we're all so hard on ourselves, and just to sit and do nothing, you don't really allow yourself to do that. And you feel guilty just for sitting there and doing nothing. So yeah, I've been trying to allow that time. For some reason I do it at 6:30. I've got a little alarm on my phone that reminds me to do it every day. And I find like that's a really good time because I finished work for the day and it's right before I cook dinner. Normally Andy's not home yet, so it's a sort of, I've got that little space where even if it's like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, even going back to your happy place, you said that cooking can be a happy place, but it'd obviously put you in a really great mindset then to go cook into a great, beautiful meal.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. And that's like my ideal way just to switch off at the end of the day.
I think it's, you know, it's people talking more and more about meditation. I know, yeah, for Ames and I, we both meditate for different reasons, but it is such an easy little thing to inject into your day. Like, I definitely do it at night before I go to sleep, and I notice such a big difference if I haven't done it. I don't sleep as solidly, or I'll wake up a few times with, you know, thoughts or worries or stresses. So yeah, I think it's a really important thing, and I'm glad that people are starting to talk about it. Yeah. I know even a lot of schools are starting to put
my
it into
old
the school.
School.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they've included it in the curriculum now, which is great. I don't know. I think it's, and people do it for different reasons, and I don't think there's a right way or a wrong way as well. Like, that's something before I started meditating, I was always just like, oh, well, I don't know how to do it. I don't think I could do that. And I was always like, oh, I'm not spiritual, so I don't think it's really going to like work for me. But there's no right way or wrong way. Just sit and close your eyes, or even keep them open. Just sit there for a minute. Yeah.
Totally.
And you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually got onto, talking of apps, I got onto a really good one called Buddhify.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing. It's got like a little wheel almost, and you go in and it might be like I'm walking in nature, or I'm in the city, or I'm going to sleep, or I'm struggling to sleep. And you press on the category and then it opens up and it has all different forms of meditation.
Cool.
It's awesome. Highly recommend it to you and anyone listening.
Yeah. Thanks.
So moving on from that, you've openly shared your struggles with Australia Wanting to Know Who Bec Harding Is since dating your partner, Australian funny guy, Andy Lee. Can you talk us through how you dealt with this sudden interest in your personal life? And do you have any tactics or advice for ensuring you're always staying true to yourself?
Yeah, that was a really weird time for me. I was in the process of finishing my master's, so I was searching for jobs and then making new work friends and leaving, like, just I was in a new stage of my life. And then I had this new boyfriend who was great and wonderful, and then all of a sudden, and was meeting all of his friends. And then, yeah, I just had this weird thing where people just started taking an interest in me and who I was and what I was doing, and it sort of just knocked my confidence a bit, I guess. I started thinking, oh, well, I got my first full-time job out of uni. And so I was like, oh, did I get the job because of Andy? Or I've made this new friend at work. And I was sort of like, oh, are they just wanting to be friends with me because of my partner or because of me and who I am? And so I feel like I sort of lost myself and yeah, it was just a really weird time. And then I got really sad and I went into my shell and just, I was unhappy and just insecure. And then Andy and I actually took a 6-month break and we didn't speak. And it was really weird. I was like, oh, I kept my job. So they obviously did employ me for me and my skills. And I kept all my friends, and all of my new friends that I'd made still stuck around. And people were still interested in me, which was sort of a nice thing. It was like, oh, you're still interested in me, even though I don't have a boyfriend. So yeah, that was really hard. But I think in that 6-month break, I just reconnected with my friends and my family and just re-surrounded myself with people who I trusted. And yeah, that was, and so now that's just my number one thing. It's just always friends and family. Whenever I'm having a crappy day, I just know that you can, and that's what they're there for, you know? So that's how I stay true to myself, I guess. Just surrounding myself with good people who I love and love me and who I trust. Yeah,
I love that. We keep hearing that a lot, I guess, in these interviews, is that people are like, you know, it is all about who you surround yourself with and not getting caught up, I guess, in those more toxic relationships or friendships where people are, I guess, have a bit of a tactic or a motive for...
And you can't tell sometimes. No. I mean, people just... It's a brutal industry, so... Yeah. But, yeah, it's just so important. That's just, my number one. Friends and family.
I love that.
Can't get past them.
Yeah, so true.
So we now have a few of our favourite questions before we wrap up. This is where we find we generally get a little bit gold out of these ones. So what would you say is your number one health tip?
I think just figuring out what works for you and sticking to it. There's so many diets and fads out there and things that work for some people don't work for others. So I think figuring out what exercise works best for your body and what foods work best for your body, I think that's so important. And then just sticking to a routine, and because what's great for me might not work for you guys. So it's just different, and figuring that out I think is number one.
That's so great. I'm actually studying at the moment with the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and the number one thing they teach is that one person's food is another person's poison.
And the principles of bioindividuality, which means that
whatever works for you will probably not work for me. And even if it's working for you now, it might change 5 months down the track. So you've really got to be checking in and listening to your body all of the time to make sure that, you know, the food that you're putting in your mouth and the exercise that you're doing is benefiting you. Not hurting you. So that's a great one.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're all made up so differently. So it makes sense that different foods work well in different people's bodies and different exercises work best for them. It makes sense, really.
You get so many people that say, oh, you know, I eat a paleo diet and you have to eat that way. It's going to be perfect for you. You shouldn't eat any carbs. But, you know, for myself, I've tried that and it really, I just go mental if I don't have any carbs. So, yeah, exactly that. You just never preach to someone to eat a certain way or to exercise a certain way. You just follow your own path.
I guess it probably takes a little time to figure out. But, I mean, you figure out pretty quickly if you're craving carbs or if your energy levels are low because you've got no sugar in your diet, and I think you figure it out pretty quickly what works and what doesn't work. But that's so important.
Totally. It's almost going back to that listening to your body, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm the same with the carbs. I love a big bowl of pasta.
Yeah.
But my fiance is not so keen on it as much. So I'm like, whenever he's at footy training, I'm like, okay, I'm having pasta.
So what is one thing that we can do to bring more balance into our lives to help make the hustle healthy?
I think allowing time to switch off. We spoke about this before, but just setting some time just to sit down and also just being present. I recently was last week was in Sydney for Fashion Week, and it was my first time going to Sydney Fashion Week. And, you know, I worked with some amazing stylists and designers and brands, and it was just go, go, go the whole week. From show to show to show to dinner to lunch to show. It was just crazy. And I was sort of complained about it the whole time. because you're running on very little sleep and you barely get time to chat to any of your pals, and it's just so chaotic. And I got to my last show and for the week, and I just was sitting there and I didn't actually know anyone. So I sort of just sat down in my seat and I was like, oh my God, Beck, you've been at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week all this week. You've been like wearing some amazing clothes. You've met some incredible people. Try telling your 16-year-old self that. Like, she won't believe you. She will be like, you didn't do that. You're not that cool. So I was like, wow, this is amazing. And so sometimes I think it's so important just to sit down and just be present and appreciate the things that you've accomplished and where you are in life. And yeah, just make time to realize those things because you forget them.
Yeah, well, I seriously love that so much because I recently went through a few job changes and kind of it wasn't as glamorous as being at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, but I did went through that thing of you kind of always on the go or you're searching for that next thing. And I made myself sit down at the beach at St Kilda one day and just thought, no, you know what, just stop and think about where you are now and what you've achieved. And, you know, in high school, I would never, ever have thought that I would have had the career I already have by 29.
Yeah.
And I have. And I think it is so important. Sometimes we do really forget to live in that actual moment and to reflect on those things and where you are and your surroundings. And it is. It's amazing. Like, there's so many pinch yourself moments if you let them be there.
Yeah. And we forget. We don't allow ourselves to sit and realize it. So I think, yeah, just doing that a bit more often. I think we all can.
Oh, absolutely. I love that so much. And I hope, yeah, our listeners definitely take something from that because I think it's a very important little tool.
Yeah.
So this one's probably my favorite question. What advice would you give to your younger self?
I think maybe it doesn't matter that people don't like you. Don't get caught up in that. Just do, be who you are, and who you are is great. So don't let other people sort of change you, or don't feel as though you need to change for anyone, because you'll find people that do like you and do. I think that's just find people who do like you and make you feel good because you're great.
Yeah, I love that.
And finally, for all the foodies out there, what does a day on your plate look like?
This is my favorite question. I love finding out what everyone eats. I'm such a snoop. For me, generally, I'll start the day sort of with some sort of elixir thing that I'll make with some apple cider vinegar, hot water, and then lemon, ginger, honey, whatever I've got. And then I'll do a workout. And then after my workout, I love making a green smoothie. I'm not a huge sweets person, but my green smoothie is sort of my sweet thing for the day. So that'll sort of have sort of frozen young coconut. I love that as the base, and frozen banana and some berries, whatever I've got in my fridge fresh. And then a greens alkalizing powder. Then if I'm still hungry, I'll have sort of some sourdough with sliced tomatoes and just olive oil and salt and pepper. That's one of my favorites. And then lunchtime, today for lunch, which is like one of my favorite salads, is this kale salad, and it actually tastes delicious. A lot of people are like, it's impossible, kale never tastes good. But I slice it really finely and mix it in with some shaved parmesan, some red onion, chili, lemon, and olive oil and salt and pepper. And then sometimes I'll add quinoa if I've got some cooked quinoa in the fridge, and then grilled chicken or tuna, or if I've got some leftover salmon from the night before, or some sort of, you can put a poached egg on top of it. It's just really versatile. So that's like my favorite lunchtime salad. And then dinner, obviously it changes all the time, but I know Andy and I's favorite food is spaghetti bolognese. So I feel you on the carbs. And we literally could eat that every single day, but you can't. Nobody can eat that much spaghetti bolognese. So we'll do a thing like we'll do zoodles. Zoodles are great. Sometimes we'll just do zoodles and like fresh spinach or fresh rocket under the, and then spaghetti bolognese on top. I feel like pasta is just a vessel for spaghetti bolognese, for bolognese sauce. So if you can, switch out the pasta for something else, you essentially still get your bolognese. So we'll do that with or sometimes we'll just do like steamed greens and bolognese sauce, or spelt pasta. That's a nice alternative, and mix that in with some greens. And then some tea, peppermint or chamomile, and maybe a little bit of dark chocolate. But yeah, not a huge sweets person, so I'm lucky.
Oh, that sounds so good. That kale salad is definitely going into my weekly routine.
And it's so easy.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. I love kale though. So.
Yeah, all right. Oh, you'll love it.
Yeah. As soon as you were saying that, I was like, oh, that has my name written all over it.
Yeah, it sounded delicious. Beck, thank you so very much for spending your time here with us today. We loved getting to know you and, you know, delving into your journey. Yeah, we can't wait to keep following you and see the amazing things that you do. And please come back and talk to us again soon.
Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review and subscribe so you can keep up to date with our new episodes each week. For a dose of weekly happy, healthy news, you can subscribe to our newsletter via our website at thehealthyhustlers.com. Until next week, make sure that you're investing in yourself to keep the hustle healthy.